plans are for me, and know how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us, how He loves us all. He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. All of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful You are and how great Your affections are for me. And oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us, how He loves us all. He loves us, oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He portion, and He is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in His eyes. If His grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh,
Father, I just thank You, God, for tonight. Lord, for an opportunity to come together in this place to celebrate the miracle of You sending Your Son to earth, to come as a baby, to walk on this earth, grow up to be a man, and eventually be hung on a cross and die for us, to be saved, to go to heaven, to spend eternity with You, Lord. I just thank You so much, God. I thank You for safe travel for friends and family who have come to visit, and Lord, You're just so good to us. You just bless us so much, and we truly thank You, Lord, for who You are, what You do, what You've done for us, and what You will do for us in the future. So we thank You for that, Lord. Amen. Well, good evening. Merry Christmas. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service. If you would stand with us as we sing some songs, and then in a little bit, Pastor Kyle's going to share just a short message, and then we'll wrap up with a couple more songs. But we just want to sing praises to God tonight. We want to celebrate what he has done in the miracle of his son and us being saved. And so we invite you guys to all just come and worship with us.
Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Oh, now is the time.
Come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Sing one day.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before your
glory, and we'll give him all the
joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. The world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sound. Joy, unspeakable joy, in overflowing where no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul. Wonders of His love.
Sing joy unspeakable.
Joy unspeakable joy. Overflowing where no tongue can tell. Joy unspeakable. Joy, unspeakable joy, in overflowing where no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go. We'll be right back. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sins, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
One more time, sing, yes, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
So what can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah, hallelujah, what can I do but praise you? Every day makes everything I do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's sing, what can I do?
What can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. What can I do but praise you every day? anything I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Christmas. Again, that's pretty good. I want to welcome you again here this morning, and what a privilege Christmas Eve to be able to worship and sing these songs together. This is by far one of my favorite times of the year, no doubt in my mind. If you brought your Bibles with you, if you did tonight, then please turn to Ephesians. I want to look at a passage here tonight and a couple verses, and I want to look at them briefly, not because they're not important, but I realize that Christmas Eve, we got family, and I know maybe our minds can tend to be elsewhere, but I am hoping that tonight, through the Word and through just a simple illustration, that maybe tonight a couple things can happen. One, you can understand what Christmas is about, clearly, maybe for the first time, and two, maybe you can leave just rejoicing, because you just got another refresher, a clearer picture. You probably noticed up on the stage, some of you guys, probably not, but maybe a couple of the ladies noticed, especially the tree in the front, something with these trees. There's something about them. They have ribbons on them. Hey, Steph noticed. She's a girl, though. So there's. I want to just open with a story. It's going to hopefully, it'll make sense to what's going on. How many people have a Christmas tree that they cut down, and it's real, and it's in their home right now? Wow. Okay, how many have fake trees? Okay, it's so it's okay this evening. Lloyd and Vonnie Stevens, great Christian couple. I don't know if they're here tonight or not. They're an elderly couple. They've got, I believe it's a quarter section at least, out by Leslieville. They had said, anyone, this is maybe a commercial for next year, anyone come and cut down a tree from our property, please, for Christmas. Well, I joked about topping the tree in their front driveway and stuff like that, but Vonnie's got a good sense of humor. She said, anything on the quarter, take it. So I think Trevor and Christine actually had give us this head up, and I had said, hey, where do you get a license from for trees, cutting them down? And Trevor and Christine Miles, they said, go to Lloyd and Vonnie's, this is the story. And Christine said to me, very seriously, don't cut the one down with the blue ribbon. Christine's very forthright like that, and so it made sense. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to cut down the one with the blue ribbon. So we went to Lloyd and Vonnie's, and it actually turned out that it worked out just myself and one of my boys, Owen, drove the truck, talked to them, all right, yeah, go ahead, cut a tree down. So got back on the road, kind of eyed up their quarter as we drove by, and sure enough, there's a beauty. And you can come to my house and look at it by the fence line, and I thought, that's perfect, because she said the ones by the fence line are going anyhow. And I must have looked that tree over for 3 minutes looking for a blue ribbon on it. So I was terrified of Christine. I'm like, I don't think there's a blue ribbon on this one. I'm going to be safe. And so we cut it down. And it didn't have a blue ribbon, and it's a great tree. Now, I understand that your tree was still there, and you did cut it down, and you brought it home, right? Okay. So if you go there and you still need a tree tonight, then you're okay, I think. So the trees on the stage, we've got one here in the center with a blue ribbon. Okay, this one's blue for some of you who are colorblind tonight. We've got all these other trees here with ribbons, and it's going to illustrate what Christmas is about, hopefully tonight, believe it or not. The Lord tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, we're told in the Bible that we actually need a mark on us in order to go home, in order to be able to go to heaven one day with the Lord. We're actually told this. We need a mark. And we're told that the work that was required in order to be able to bring us home, Christ did for us. All the work. And it started at Christmas. Christmas is the starting point for it. This is when Christ himself, God came as a man, as a baby. So that's the starting point for it. I want to read you in Ephesians chapter 1 where it says this idea of a mark, that we need to be marked. Chapter 1, verses 13 to 14 says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance to come." So I know that's a lot of stuff in a couple verses, but it says here that your inheritance, heaven, is actually guaranteed, and this is how, if you have God's mark, the Holy Spirit, it is guaranteed, and this is how you get God's mark. It's if you hear the word of truth, the gospel, and if you believe. So it's fitting this, tonight that I share with you very briefly what this word of truth is, the gospel. Because this is what you need to hear it says and believe in order to have this mark to make sure that you can go to heaven, to make sure that you can go home. So this is it, and it really is the story about Jesus. Okay, so the whole reason Jesus came, I need to first of all share with you very briefly why in the world did Jesus come anyhow? I've heard before, you know, he came to as a baby and to die for me. What's this all about? This is what it's about. The situation is that God created everything. He created you, he created the universe, he created the world. Started off one man, one woman, and they screwed up. Sin entered the world. We see the results of that now. And the simplest way to say it is that a separation between a holy God happened. They were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Things changed forever. And not only a separation of God, but we're told an eternal punishment because of that, because of an offense towards God, sin that needed to be punished. So that's the situation. And there's been all sorts of different ideas and theories and religious ideas out there as to how to fix this problem. How in the world do you get back to be with God? How in the world can you get to go home to be with God? Because there's a separation. There's all sorts of ideas. The bottom line is that it's impossible, and this is where Jesus came onto the scene. Jesus came as a baby for you. He was born for you individually, each person here. He lived as a man perfectly, a perfect life for you, and then he actually suffered, we're told, for you despite not having any sin, and that he was a sacrifice. He died your death on the cross. It happened to be crucifixion, and then he rose again. And then when he rose again, it said that he ascended to heaven, and one day he's coming back as king. Any day he's coming back as king. And that's the story. Okay, that's why Jesus came. That's the word of truth, the gospel, and now you've heard it. And this is why we celebrate as Christians. This is why hopefully Christmas is exciting to you. When you come this evening and sing, and you're like, man, I can't wait to keep worshiping. This is why it's exciting, because God did an impossible task in sending Jesus, not only to be born, but to finish what he started. How amazing is that? He did what you could not do supernaturally, and this is why we celebrate. To go back to the tree as an illustration again, Trevor and Christine brought that tree home. Now, I'm pretty certain you might have different theories about how they brought it home, that Christine perhaps did all the work, and Trevor just sat and drank hot chocolate. But they probably didn't. They probably were a team, I'm assuming. They had to cut the tree down. They had to drag it through the snow. They had to get across a barbed wire fence, perhaps, into his truck or on top of their minivan if they're courageous, tie it down. Someone had to drive home. Someone had to find their home. Someone had to get it through. Obviously, you did it a different way. They're laughing. Someone had to, regardless, someone had to find that the home address. Probably wasn't hard for them, but they had to find it, get to the right house, get it through the door, and set it up. I don't think any of us here are surprised right now by the fact that they brought the tree home. I don't think anyone's like, what? You mean the tree didn't just show up? You're telling me that that tree didn't cut itself down and drag it to the Miles home and find the address and get through the door and put itself up? If you're struggling with that, we need a long talk after the service. They did absolutely all the work. In fact, they didn't even do part of the work. They didn't drive halfway home and Trevor's like, I'm exhausted. This is so hard getting back from Leslieville to my house. I'm not even sure exactly where I live. And then said, hey, tree, get in the driver's seat. I need you to drive the rest of the way home. Or they just brought it to the back deck and were like, that's close enough, the tree can do the rest. The tree would still be laying there. Or they would be idling, waiting for the tree to take the driver's seat, right? It's ridiculous. I promise you that they did all the work to get that tree home. And this is what I want you to remember this evening, is that that might seem funny, but it is exactly what I just read to you in Ephesians. Okay, it's exactly what we're told, is that we are helpless and you can do nothing to get to be with God. And I think it's funny how we make all these excuses, and as ridiculous as it is to think a tree can even do part of the work to bring itself to the Miles home, you cannot earn your way home, earn your way to heaven. It can't happen. And I want to read you last verse here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, and it says this. It says, for it is by grace you have been saved. You've been saved. Through faith, and this is not from yourselves. You can't do it. You're helpless. It's a gift of God. Not by works, not by anything that you can do, so that no one can boast. How amazing is that? You are absolutely helpless. And that's okay, because it's the truth. You cannot get yourself home. Not even at all. Not even to the back deck, and you'll just get the last way. You can't do anything. You're helpless. And any work that you do to try to get to heaven is a counterfeit ribbon. It's one of these ribbons that's a different color. It's not the blue ribbon. It's not the one that's getting you home. It's a counterfeit. Whether it's, I'm a good person, I'm a good family man, I'm a good businessman, businesswoman, I'm a good mother, I try my best to be honest, not swear, whatever it is. I go to church all the time. I go to the Alliance Church faithfully. Whatever it is, I'm on the worship team. It doesn't matter. Whatever you do, if you're doing that, hoping that that will get you home, it's useless. It can't do it. It's a counterfeit ribbon. It might be fancy. Vonnie could have put a big silver bow on one of the trees or all the trees on the Stevens property. I'm promising you the bows wouldn't matter because the Miles were only going to take the tree with the blue ribbon. That's it, and that was an absolute guarantee. It didn't matter how fancy it was. Lloyd could have done up a massive bow this big on any one of those trees. They were taking the tree home with the blue ribbon, and they were going to do all the work, and the same is with us with Christ, and that's why he came. So I just simply want to ask you this last thing before we finish in worship tonight, is are you marked with the right ribbon? Believe God has made it absolutely clear. Are you marked with the right ribbon so that you can rejoice tonight? You can say, Kyle, I absolutely have that hope. Jesus Christ did absolutely all the work that needed to be done so that one day when I die or he comes back before that, I can go home to be with him. And if that's the case, then you can rejoice tonight. I mean, Christmas is an exciting time. This is the point in history that we celebrate that this in fact happened, that Christ started the work, becoming a baby to do this. And if you're not sure, if you're like, you know what, actually, if I was asked how would I get home, I think I've got all these different ribbons, all these different ideas, then I'm pleading with you to consider this, is that Jesus has made it so plain. He's made it plain. It's arrogant to think that we could ever do any of the work to get home. It's simple, but yet because it's so simple, a lot of people miss it. And my prayer for you tonight has been, one, that you would see it afresh, or maybe that the tragedy wouldn't happen, that you're so close. Christmas Eve, the celebration of the whole start of this, that you wouldn't be so close and miss it, because you're counting on something that doesn't matter, a ribbon that's not going to matter. The exciting thing is that he offers that blue ribbon to you tonight, and it's an absolute guarantee. I mean, man, if that tree was guaranteed to get to the Miles home, I'm promising you, Jesus is going to do enough to get you home if you trust him. And that's exciting, and so we're going to keep celebrating because of that. And I don't want you to miss that simple truth. So it's good news. It's certainly worth celebrating, and so we're gonna keep rocking it out. I want to pray for you just as we keep these thoughts in our heads. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as the worship team comes up, as we continue to worship you, Father, I thank you that it is true that not only are you the only God, creator of all things, but Father, that this isn't some story that we are celebrating that's a religious idea. Father, it in fact happened that you sent Jesus Christ as a baby to live as a man, to die, to rise again, and he's coming back as King, God Almighty. And so, Father, I thank you for that. Christ has done all the work, everything that needed to be done in order to earn our salvation, to get us to heaven. And so, Father, I pray that maybe for the first time we would understand that tonight and accept it and realize, yeah, it's crazy to think I could do anything to get myself to heaven. Father, just to bow the knee and say, you are Lord. Father, and for us that have accepted that tonight, we're coming here to celebrate anyhow. Father, I pray that it'd be new and fresh, that we would see anew that this is the truth and this is our Savior. And so, Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would continue to work through this evening to your glory, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat.
Sing, worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Bless at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery.
Hope of all the
joy of every longing heart, born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal Spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you so much, God, just for the gift of Jesus Christ. I know that for me, it's absolutely unbelievable that you did that for us, for me. You could have just snapped your finger and saved every one of us. But you chose to do it a different way. A way that allows us to make that choice to come in to your kingdom forever. Even as Jesus stood before he was hung on the cross, he could have snapped his fingers and been saved from doing that, but he chose to go through that for us. And God, I'm forever grateful for that. And I don't know where everyone else's hearts are, but Lord, I pray that that would be real for every one of us. The sacrifice that Jesus made, the ultimate sacrifice. I don't know how many people I could give my life for, but he gave his for everybody. And that's just awesome. So, God, we thank you just for this time of year and the hype and the presence and the lights and all that is all part of it. But it's just a sliver compared to what the real story is. The story of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer. And I thank you for that, Lord. So as we go from this place tonight, God, I just pray that you'd be with us, give us traveling mercies home. Help us to make memories with our families and friends. And we think of little Hope tonight as she's still in the hospital, and we lift up her family, God. We pray that they could have a Merry Christmas despite what's going on with their daughter. And we know that you're in control of that situation, and we ask that your name would be glorified through whatever happens. But we pray with faith that she will be healed and restored to what she was before. So we thank you for that, God. And we just thank you for those who are sick and pray that your healing hand would touch them as well. And just give people your overwhelming joy this Christmas season. And just reveal yourself to people in mighty ways, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to sing one last tune. And then you guys are free to go. And we just wish you the best Merry Christmas you can have. And remember that Jesus Christ is the reason why we do what we do and why we celebrate this time of year. And so let's sing with joy and gladness, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Christmas, everyone. God bless. Have a great night.